Today we take an inside look at one of the world's leading medical device companies located in our own Wake County, SunTech Medical Inc., located in Mooresville, North Carolina. Our goal is to gain a deeper understanding of this global leader in automated blood pressure technologies and find out more about its value-add relationships with local organizations, including Wake County Economic Development, a program of the Greater Raleigh Chamber of Commerce and the primary economic development organization for Wake County and its 12 municipalities. For today's podcast, we welcome Kenny Anderson, Director of Product Management for SunTech Medical Inc. Kenny has been with SunTech Medical since 2002. He has been a guest lecturer for the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill and North Carolina State's Joint Biomedical Engineering Department, as well as a featured speaker for the Council for Entrepreneurial Development's annual MedTech Forum. Kenny, we want to thank you for joining us for today's podcast. Can you answer for our listeners, what is SunTech Medical Inc., and explain what makes this company unique in the highly competitive and growing medical device industry?
Sure. SunTech Medical is a relatively small medical device company with headquarters located in Mooresville, North Carolina, as you said, with about 150 total employees worldwide. SunTech started out a little over 20 years ago with our first product, which was a device that measured patients' blood pressure over a 24-hour period for a procedure called ambulatory blood pressure monitoring. Since then, our technologies and products have grown with a focus on providing automated blood pressure solutions for challenging patient populations and difficult clinical environments. Some examples of that would include monitoring a patient's blood pressure during a hemodialysis treatment or during an ECG stress test where often the patient is walking on a treadmill, or in an emergency transport situation where accurate blood pressure is critical, but the motion in an ambulance or helicopter can sometimes make that difficult. That unique focus has allowed SunTech Medical to be successful both as a medical device manufacturer, but also as an OEM provider of blood pressure technologies to many other medical device companies in all parts of the world.
Now, let's discuss the role of partnerships and resources. Can you tell us about your company's relationship with Wake County Economic Development?
Well, the relationship started a few years ago during the formation of the North Carolina Medical Device Organization. SunTech saw that as a great opportunity to make new contacts in a community where healthcare groups are plentiful, with clinicians, researchers, hospitals, other device manufacturers, and suppliers. As the Wake County Economic Development Group has become more active in bringing the local medical device community together, we've supported their efforts as much as we possibly can.
Staying on the topic of partnerships and shared resources, how has SunTech Medical utilized other outside resources to realize its greater success?
Well, local resources have played a large part in SunTech Medical's success. In fact, the technology for our first product that I mentioned earlier was licensed from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Since then, I don't think there is a single aspect of our business that hasn't benefited from local resources. When a concept or idea for a new market or product presents itself, we rely heavily on our medical advisory board for feedback. Many of those members are local clinicians and researchers from Duke University and UNC hospitals, giving us great access to them for their feedback, but also, in some cases, to their staff and patients as needed. When the idea moves to the design and prototyping phase, we've utilized local companies like Insight Product Development, Galero Biomedical Product Development for some of our industrial design and engineering needs, and companies like Fineline Prototyping to help us prove out those designs. And we've also used local companies for some of our materials and manufacturing needs as well. But I also need to mention our people. Our employees at SunTech Medical are our greatest asset. We're extremely fortunate to have local universities as strong as those in the Triangle area in and around Wake County. But probably most beneficial for us has been the Biomedical Engineering Program, which is a joint department with NC State University in Raleigh and UNC Chapel Hill. We've brought in many interns and full-time people over the past several years from that group, myself included.
Now, being a global company and looking in on the Triangle area, what can you say about the value of being situated in Wake County for more than 20 years?
Well, part of it goes back to some of what I was speaking about before. When we have a design or a concept for a product that requires beta testing and customer feedback before going to market. And the local healthcare market here is ideal for that. Not only do we have large medical centers like Duke and UNC, but we spend a good deal of time at Wake Med and Rex Hospitals, both in Wake County, where we can put our concepts into practice. and we'll get incredibly valuable market feedback without having to go through a whole lot of expense to access these different market segments. Now, not to be overlooked, although it may sound insignificant or trivial, is that being located in Wake County, and particularly in Morrisville, it has been extremely convenient to have an international airport just minutes from our door. We have sales and support offices in the UK, regional sales managers in Florida, Tennessee, and New Jersey. We have a sales office in Hong Kong. We have a facility in Shenzhen, China. It saves a good bit of time and expense, not only for ourselves, but also for our customers.
And Wake County appears to be well positioned for additional growth in the sectors of advanced medical technologies, biotech, green manufacturing, and others. How will this growth impact SunTech Medical?
Well, I expect that it would only have a positive impact. As more medical device and technology companies move into the area, it will foster more opportunities for working relationships. And as the needs of the medical device market shift with both environmental and global business influences, it will help to serve the needs of SunTech Medical and other device companies better than it has in the past.
Now, Kenny, what advice would you be willing to share with other medical device companies that are looking to expand and or relocate in Wake County?
Well, most importantly, I would say that you need to know what resources you have available to you in this area. And with things growing as they are, with the influx of new companies or existing companies expanding their services, it can be difficult to keep up with. That's where a group like Wake County Economic Development is invaluable, with their constant involvement and contact with the medical device community. But I would also encourage them to speak with other medical device companies in the area, like SunTech, or perhaps other companies who might be more aligned with their particular market, to really get an understanding for how the area can serve their needs, and vice versa. We love being in this area in Wake County. It's a very open and friendly community. And is a large part of why SunTech Medical has enjoyed a great deal of success.
Now, outside this podcast, how can people learn more about SunTech Medical?
Well, the easiest way, of course, is to visit our website at www.suntechmed.com, or they can call our local offices at 1-800-421-8626, and any one of us would be happy to speak with them.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Well, again, we want to thank Kenny Anderson for joining us for today's podcast. For more information on SunTech Medical, visit www.suntechmed.com or call 919-654-2300 or toll free at 1-800-421-8626. For information on Wake County Economic Development, visit www.raleigh-wake.org.